Video: Boston's Democrat mayor criticized for offering condolences to family of attacker killed by cop. By Amy Furr on March 2, 2025. Boston's Democrat mayor is taking heat for offering condolences to the family of a man killed while he was trying to stab two people at a restaurant Saturday. The initial incident happened inside a Chick-fil-A in the Back Bay neighborhood, NBC Boston reported. Boston Police Commissioner Michael Cox said the off-duty officer was in the fast food restaurant around 5:30 p.m. when two people ran inside, chased by a man with a knife who was trying to stab them. The officer identified himself as such and ordered the man to drop the knife. When the man allegedly failed to drop the weapon, the officer shot the man. The man was taken to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. No one else was hurt. During a press conference on the street following the incident, Mayor Michelle Wu, D, said, "My condolences and all of our thoughts are with the family of the individual whose life has been lost. And I'm also thinking of all the people who were impacted here today, in one of the busier parts of the city, with this tragedy. I'm glad that the officer is safe and very grateful for a quick response from all of our first responders here. Again, in such an active part of Boston," she stated. One social media user said Wu bizarrely gave condolences to the attacker in the case. Other users shared their thoughts on Wu's comments, one person writing, "Empathy for violent criminals. Wokeness in a nutshell. This is insane," yet another user commented. Residents voiced their disbelief over the violent incident with NBC 10. In November 2021, then-Mayor-elect Wu remained opposed to police officers in schools after a student was accused of beating a principal unconscious, Breitbart News reported at the time. Under Wu's public safety policy priorities listed on her official campaign website, the policy priority states, "We also need to elevate youth voices and let young people lead the way in reimagining public safety in their own communities," the article said. "That starts with meeting youth demands to remove police from Boston public schools and ensuring all students have access to trauma services, counselors, and other wraparound services," the policy priority goes on to read, it noted.